You heard that? That means we're back for another podcast at Palisades.
Damn, this is a fire ass beast.
That's damn straight, Eric. We got some fine ass beats up in this now.
We got beats for days here at the podcast.
Yahoo! Welcome back Yahoo. To Palisades. How are you, Paul?
I'm good, Hank. How are you?
I'm doing swell. Well, we're back.
It's been quite some time.
Quite some time. Well, we missed you guys, so.
There's been a hole in our hearts for the last while.
Probably at least a good month.
Do you know what day we last did a podcast? I have it written down. I'm just curious if you realize how long it's been.
Okay, let me see. February 17th.
Damn, that was pretty close. February 12th
was
the last day.
I knew it was right around Valentine's Day. I knew because we talked about it.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so
that's true.
That's shit. That's a month and a half.
Yeah, it's been, almost 2 months, really.
Yeesh.
Far too long.
Yeesh, letting down the listeners.
But,
we both had spring break at different times. It's really kind of screwed everything.
Yeah, that was part of the problem. And then one day we were scheduled to do this and you bailed on me.
Yeah. So, But that's neither here nor there. That's in the past. We are here now in the present.
We're moving
on
now.
Some shitty content to the listeners.
Well, we haven't done this in a while and we have nothing planned. So, I guess we can start by talking about how's your week been this last week?
Week was pretty good. I had a couple classes canceled. It gave me an opportunity to do a lot of schoolwork that had to be done. I had two papers due this week, so I knocked that out the park. And it's been partying since.
Well,
by partying, I mean going to bed at like
doing nothing.
9:15, yeah.
My life has been equally as exciting. We had school every day and baseball every day. So
yeah, so this season, in the past really month, you've been getting geared up for baseball, coaching.
Yeah.
And so that's taken up a lot of your life. A lot of your free time now.
Yep. I don't have as much time to play Xbox anymore.
Yeah.
It's really a shame.
What a shame.
And we're building up to the AP World exam, which is in a little over a month. So that's really been ramping up too.
Has anybody tried to bribe you yet?
I don't think it's close enough. I've tried to tell them how close it is and that they need to be ready, but I don't think they're aware yet. So once we get within a couple weeks of it, I think we'll start to see some real panicking, and I'm excited to see how this goes.
What they bring.
But
oh, nice.
Right now they're still in boring normal school mode. We're almost done with the book, which is exciting, I guess. We have 5 chapters left and we're doing 2 this week.
That's a pretty big book though.
It's a huge book. Next week we will get to page 1,000 of the textbook.
That's exciting.
An exciting milestone. Okay, so I mean that's kind of it. Our lives have been really boring recently. Baseball season is starting right now.
It just like today we're watching opening
the Yankees
day.
Are getting killed, which is delightful
to
watch.
They're getting dick slapped by the Rays.
So
that's exciting.
Tomorrow the Indians and the Rangers play each other to open. I'll be watching with Eric.
Yeah, that'll be nice little rivalry in the house.
That's kind of it though. We don't really have a whole lot planned today, so
we'll fly by the seat of our pants.
We'll take a break maybe and see if we can figure out something to talk about.
Yeah, we really didn't plan this too well. We just said we'll wing it. And
I have a lot of notes written down that really only apply to things that happened like a month ago. So.
Okay.
I have some interesting questions I thought of to write down, but other than that, we don't really know what we're doing right now. So,
it's like riding a bike, kind of, I guess.
Yeah, it feels normal, but at the same time, we've got to get the rust off a little bit. So we'll come back and hopefully we'll have something to talk about.
Okay, we're back from the Brain Trust room, and we got a couple topics, a couple hot topics.
We pulled some stuff out of our butt here, and we're ready to talk about it.
But first,
we have to give a shout-out. My sister Caitlin has sent us an email where she was very positive about what we have done here with the podcast. I guess we should read it.
Let me pull it up.
I'll read it, unless you just... Okay. All right, so the title says, Petition to Prevent Paul from Ever, in quotes, rapping again. First off, that is happening again.
Yeah, that was fun. That was a lot of fun.
That was really fun. So screw you, Caitlin. She has sent us a YouTube video about alternative taco shells, which we have not watched yet. And then she asked if I was actually that far off the beat or if I was just doing it on purpose. And I have to say that it just happened.
It just happened.
I did not mean to do that.
You're that good. Naturally good.
And then she told us to have a shitty weekend. And also she said she saw a guy double-fisting vape pens, and now she hates us slightly less.
So that's good. Yeah.
And also, I do think at this point we need to mention vitamin vapor. This is a good time to mention this. You can double-fist vitamin vapor. Inhalable multivitamins. Hank is doing an inappropriate gesture at this time. So we should mention we're brought to you, of course, by Vitamin Vapor, the all-new inhalable multivitamin. Vitamin Vapor, you're stupid, Caitlin.
Go f*** yourself.
Yeah, go f*** yourself, Caitlin. All right, so thank you for the email. And now we're going to talk about... we found there's an article on theringer.com, which was posted... I forget when. Sometime in the last 2 months, because it happened after our last podcast. And basically, they just ranked the top 50 fast food items in America. And we're going to go through the list and...
One by one!
...talk about what's going on here. Because it was a very interesting article. Do you want to go 1 to 50 or 50 to 1? I think we should start at the bottom and go up. That way it builds the suspense. Unless everybody's already seen this. And then, I don't know. I feel like kind of like a niche article.
Yeah.
All right. So their goal was, let's read like their statement, I guess. Well, I guess they didn't really explain. But they're not including condiments. It has to be an actual... like food item, and I think they were considering all
the whole
aspects
medium.
Of it. Yeah. So like, how much it costs, like it how was, it makes you feel, all of this stuff, how it tastes, obviously. So, starting at the bottom, number 50, a cheeseburger from Five Guys. Have you had a Five Guys cheeseburger before?
I have. They're pretty good. If you're starting a list of the top 50 items, I would think that a cheeseburger from Five Guys is going to be a little higher.
I agree.
But if they're putting it at 50, you know, coming off the bat, this is going to be a stacked list of cheeseburgers at number 50.
Yeah, I thought it should be way higher. Yeah. I think the Five Guys...
I think it should definitely be ahead of number 49.
Yeah, the quarter pounder's right above it, which is kind of weird. Yeah,
Five Guys has definitely got a better cheeseburger.
Obviously, it's like half the price, but... The Five Guys cheeseburger should be, like, top 15. Yeah. I'm going to write down all the things we say and see if they're even possible, by the way. So, we're saying...
We're going to have 25 items in the top 15.
Yeah, exactly. Five Guys burger, top 15. Quarter Pounder's definitely on the list. I don't know if it needs to be, like, any higher.
Yeah.
It's kind of just there. At 48, they have cheese curds from Culver's. I'm going to guess you've never been to Culver's before.
You're spot on. I don't even know what a cheese curd is.
Okay, they're the most amazing thing ever created.
Okay.
So Culver's is like a Midwestern thing. There's one in South Bend. They're mostly in like Wisconsin and like Indiana and a bunch of places like that. And basically, it's like, have you ever had a corn nugget?
Think so.
You've never had a corn nugget
either?
Is
that a corn dog?
No, it's like imagine a tater tot, but if there was like corn inside.
Instead of like hash?
Yeah.
Okay.
So like it's like the outside looks exactly the same, but you bite into it and there's just like corn in there.
Is it?
That's a corn nugget.
Like corn meal, or is it like just like corn kernels?
Like actual corn.
Okay.
At least usually when I've seen it.
Okay.
Cheese curds are like that, but there's just cheese inside.
So it's like a mozzarella stick?
Basically, they're like mozzarella bites. essentially.
Is it a different cheese? Because mozzarella, they have the mozzarella cheese. I guess you Wisconsin can, would be like cheddar cheese or something.
You can do it a bunch of different ways.
Okay, so you got some options.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's I mean, I love cheese.
And they're amazing. And you dip them in ranch, and they're so good. Mm-hmm. They should be way higher, but they're probably appropriately rated because most people haven't been to Culver's, I would imagine. Culver's also has like butter burgers that are really good, and you can get like a bunch of different milkshake and custard things.
I feel like this is a very appropriate topic, and you're going to be the leading expert in this field because you eat a lot of fast food.
I eat a ton of fast
food. So I think this is, I'm glad we're doing this because to get your opinion on some of this, and you said on the last podcast, or not, maybe the last time I was over here, you said that Taco Bell had the best breakfast you've ever had.
I did say that.
And I told Katie that, and she was just like, oh, better than the Chick-fil-A biscuit? I said, yes, I asked him that. He said, even better than the Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit. So,
absolutely.
So I'm glad you're the leading expert in the field and we're doing this. So you say Culver's is good.
Oh, absolutely. Culver's is amazing. Okay. There's one in Murray, Kentucky, and ooh, Teresa and I have gone there a couple times. I think we should, at the end, rank like the fast food chains, too. That would be a fun thing
okay,
to do.
Okay, we can do that.
So I'm going to scribble them down.
Oh, of this whole in the top 50?
No, that could just be like a side thing at the end. Just like ranking.
But yeah, just like we've had like Five Guys, McDonald's, Culver's. Yeah, yeah. Just like of the ones that they give us. Because yeah, they're going to have some of them. Okay, I get you. Okay, so 47 we have KFC chicken. I love chicken, fried chicken. I feel like this is appropriately rated around this ballpark. Every time I eat KFC, I'm like, oh, I haven't had KFC in forever. Let me eat it. And then I get it, and I'm immensely disappointed.
It's not as good as you expect.
Yeah, so I feel like this is an appropriate rating.
Yeah, I feel like it needs to be on the list because the whole experience, you get it in the bucket.
Yeah.
It's kind of a cool thing, but it's never like, I never immediately am like, man, I got to go back to KFC sometime. I don't go here enough. Yeah. I haven't had KFC in a long time. It was like the summer after graduating high school. I was working at Knowledge Tree, and we went to KFC with work. That was the last time I've been there. So, I don't know. Appropriately rated, I would say. The Burger King Whopper needed to be on the list. It's a good burger, but I think it's probably appropriately rated at 46.
I agree.
So, I think that's fine. 45, mashed potatoes and Cajun gravy from Popeyes. I have not been to Popeyes in, like, I think I've only been once ever. I don't know why.
There's one in Millington that I used to eat at when I would leave work in Rosemark and drive downtown for school. And sometimes I would get Popeyes chicken, and the mashed potatoes are still good. They're
fantastic. They are good. Okay. So I may like go, they, like, tomorrow to Popeyes now. We should... If we have anything that's like conflicting enough, we should next time like eat, like get something and eat it like while we're doing this so we can talk about it. But that's one, I'm going to list things that I need to try on the side too.
Okay.
And I'm just going to write Popeyes in general. Oh, also I meant to mention like a sidebar on KFC. One time my dad and my sister and I went there, and I was probably in like fifth or sixth grade, and we get up to the window and we order like one of those like family buckets or whatever, and the lady was like, I'm sorry, we don't have that today. And we were like, okay, so sorry, we'll order something else. So we ordered like individual meals, and she goes, I'm sorry, we don't have that today either. So my dad asked her, he's like, okay, what do you have? And she's like, well, we're out of chicken right now. She said that at KFC. I was blown away by that. That's part of the reason why I don't really go there anymore.
One bad experience will ruin everything.
In the name, and you don't have chicken at KFC is kind of absurd. All right, 44, the filet of fish. I love filet of fishes. You can ask Eric, especially during Lent. They currently have the deal where you get the normal filet of fish meal, and they give you a bonus filet of fish for $1. Mm. I do that just about every Friday.
I'm not getting fish from a fast food restaurant. That just seems fishy to me.
Oh, no, he did not. Stop it right now.
I feel like it should be off the list.
No. The fillet of fish is a classic. All right, like, I understand, like, Long John Silver's or Captain D's. You probably want to steer clear of those places, but this is a good sandwich. Fillet of fish is a classic. And a lot of times they put way too much tartar sauce on it, so it leaks into the box and stuff, and it's great. The fillet of fish is amazing, and it absolutely should be on the list.
None of that sounds good. All right, 43, we have the original chicken sandwich from Burger King.
I was surprised this was on here, but I really like the chicken sandwich.
I don't think I've ever... If I've had it, it's been quite a long time, so...
It's, I don't know really how to explain it. It's, like, really, savory. Like, extra savory. Are you ever in the mood for something that... And you just, like, I gotta have, like, a savory thing right now?
Sometimes.
No. Never. That's, like, one of my things that I used to get all the time. It's like a sub sandwich.
Yeah, maybe I have. Maybe they did, like, didn't they do a thing a couple years ago where you get, like, three sandwiches for $5?
Yeah, and
I think I might have gotten one.
I think they included that on there. It's a really good chicken sandwich. It's not, like, Chick-fil-A good or anything, but it's pretty good. I was surprised it was on the list because I didn't realize that more people besides me had eaten it before. 42, the McGriddle from McDonald's. Do you like McGriddles?
Normally, I just get regular sausage biscuit if I'm going to get anything from there. So, I don't know.
I'm definitely an Egg McMuffin, sausage McMuffin person, but yeah. I'll get a McGriddle occasionally. They're really good, and I like the flavor, but it, like, makes my teeth feel sticky and uncomfortable afterwards. And the only time I'll get it is if I, like, haven't had one in a while, and I forget that happens. All right, 41, spicy chicken deluxe sandwich at Chick-fil-A. I don't think I've ever had one.
I don't think I've ever had one. I just had to stick with a regular chicken sandwich, and it's pretty good.
It's kind of sacrilegious, in my opinion, to not just get the normal chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone that doesn't get it.
Yeah.
Or, like, nuggets or something. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll try that. I feel like it's kind of a waste of a Chick-fil-A.
But what's the difference in the deluxe? You get the tomato, the lettuce, and a piece of cheese?
Yeah, I guess that's the deluxe part. The cheese looks like it's
pepper
a little...
Jack.
Yeah, pepper jack, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll have to try it. I've never branched out on the menu. I think I got, like, the chicken strips one time, and that's the only different...
I've been going...
I've
when I go
had.
To Chick-fil-A, I've been getting the nuggets a lot more recently. The nuggets are pretty good. I get, like, the 12-count nugs.
I do get... Well, okay, I should say, a lot of times I'll get the sandwich and nuggets and a lemonade. That's usually my order. So, like, beyond that, I don't think I've experienced anything else besides, like, a milkshake at Chick-fil-A. So, I don't know. I wrote that down on my list of things to try. 40 is the glazed donut at Krispy Kreme. Probably a little bit low, you said?
I think it's really low. I think it should be in top 20.
Yeah, those are very good donuts.
Whenever I drive around with my dad, you know, we're doing something or whatever, we're driving around, and you see that hot and ready or whatever, fresh hot, whatever the sign they have, we would stop in and get, like, a 12-pack of Krispy Kreme donuts. Ooh, they are so good.
I don't... with donuts, I don't, like, ever... go out of my way to get one, but if they ever have them somewhere, I'll eat like 25 of them.
Yeah.
I don't know what the deal is. And glazed are by far my favorite. I don't like chocolate. I don't like sprinkles on them.
I like the cinnamon twist. Cinnamon twist is my favorite donut.
Cinnamon twist?
Yeah. It's like a twist. It's like a twist. Like a girl braids her hair. It looks like that, but it's bigger. Like a side of, and it's like this long. It's like 8 inches, 10 inches long.
Oh, I have had those before. Yeah, those are good. Yeah. I love anything cinnamon.
Well, Katie and I used to live in Lakeland. There's that Howard's over there in Lakeland. We'd get those on like Saturday or Sunday morning if we sleep in a little bit. Oh,
why is Howard's Donuts not on this list? Not enough people have been to Memphis.
Yeah,
that is one thing. They did a podcast with us too, and they discussed how, like, the regional thing kind of hurt some places.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Bojangles doesn't have any items on here.
It's bow time!
It's bow time. Michael will be happy to know we're pushing Bojangles on the podcast. All right, so glazed donut probably should be higher.
Yes, put that on the things that should be higher.
And you said top 20.
Top 20.
KK glazed, top 20. All right. 39 is the soft cookies at Subway. I don't see it. I don't get cookies at Subway. I get chips. Because that's what you get. Actually, I shouldn't say that. With with my Jimmy John sandwich, I oftentimes get an oatmeal raisin cookie. But I don't know why the Subway soft cookies are on this list at all.
Well, why are they that much better than
and
any other cookie?
I don't understand why they're 39. Yeah. That's terrible. Also, Jimmy John's is something I think should be on the list. So I'm going
to
write
that down. Juliet Littman, sometimes, I mean, she normally got pretty good stuff to talk about, but she was completely wrong with this one, and you're an idiot.
Yeah. Take that, Juliet. I thought Jimmy John's would be on here in some capacity, just because of the speed is so convenient.
Yeah, like I can see that.
Like, if I have, like, 15 minutes to get to baseball, I can stop at Jimmy John's and get a sandwich on the way and still make it there. So, I don't know why that's not on the list. 38 is the cherry limeade from Sonic.
I mean, out of the whole Sonic menu, you're going to choose a drink? I mean, it is pretty good. That's like is an iconic drink, and it's pretty good, but...
I always get strawberry limeade because I like how they put the bits of strawberry in there. I don't know. There aren't any Sonic food items that I would put
that
on the list,
notable.
Though.
Yeah.
I do like dollar corn dogs.
Yes, dollar corn dogs.
Maybe
we'll
write that down.
Yeah, dollar corn dogs during the summer, they do that. And then like on Halloween or something, like on the last day of school, they'll do that. They do it like on different days.
So, and Eric and I go there for half price shakes in the summer.
Yes.
But, I mean, the cherry limeade, if there's an item on the list, is probably going to be that.
Yeah.
Sonic's also kind of regional, too. 37 is the honey barbecue chicken sandwich from Whataburger, and I can't say I'm familiar.
I can't say I'm familiar. When we lived in Jackson, I ate Whataburger probably 10 times a week because it was the closest fast food restaurant, and I didn't like cooking. And I had their whole menu, and that was pretty good. Their regular cheeseburger's good.
I like the regular cheeseburgers.
Yeah. But the honey chicken sandwich, they got like a spicy chicken sandwich too. All their chicken's good. I would suggest anything on your menu.
Is that... I do. I've really liked Whataburger every time I've been. Is that... What is the nearest Whataburger to our current location? Because I would definitely go there if we had it.
I want to say... Jackson, Mississippi is the closest.
That is the closest.
I want to say so.
That's
yeah.
tragic. We need a Whataburger in our lives. 36, chicken quesadilla from Taco Bell.
I would agree with that. When I go to Taco Bell, I normally get a chicken quesadilla. I think they're pretty good.
I've had them. They're good. That sauce in there.
Oh, yeah.
There's something about the sauce in there that like makes
it. It's like a spicy chipotle kind of.
Yeah.
Like
a chipotle mayo type of thing, but like, oh, maybe not mayo. It's like perkier than that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever they do to it, I don't really ask a whole lot of questions with Taco Bell, but like, it tastes good. So
give it to me, mama. Extra thick and spicy.
Extra thick and spicy. 35 is the In-N-Out cheeseburger. I mean, yeah, their burgers are good.
Yeah, I've never eaten there, so I don't know.
Yeah, you need to. What I learned is. The whole In-N-Out experience is, like, part of it. Like, it's... I would say it's overrated just because everybody talks about it so much. But they do have really good cheeseburgers there.
Okay. Well, next time I go out to California, I have to get one.
Yeah. 34. Chicken fingers from Raising Cane's.
Have you ever had Raising Cane's?
I have.
That's pretty good. I'd say their chicken fingers are pretty good. They have a difference. Like, they have like kind of like the Zaxby's Zax sauce, but it's a little different.
I was about to say the same thing.
Better than Zaxby's.
Really?
Yeah.
I've only been to Raising Cane's like 2 times maybe, and it was really good both times. And it basically is just like Zaxby's.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought Zaxby's would be on this list though.
Yeah.
And it's not. I haven't had Raising Cane's like recently enough that I could compare it to Zaxby's. But I remember liking it a lot.
Yeah. 33 is the roast beef sandwich from Arby's. I have something to say.
Okay, say it.
Fuck Arby's. Arby's is the dumbest thing. That's a fast food. You're going to get some misshaped, missloppy meat. It looks disgusting. It's been sitting underneath the heat lamp. It's just, I don't want nothing to do with a meat sandwich, like a deli sandwich from a fast food restaurant. Hell no. And you know why? It just looks disgusting. Look at that. It doesn't even look good.
Yeah, it looks gross. You need to talk to Eric about this because I think it was Eric. I brought this up to him. Or maybe we talked about Arby's in some other context, and he was telling me that he really likes the roast beef sandwiches Arby's there.
Idiot.
I was like, no, they don't. We had an Arby's right across the street when I worked at Knowledge Tree, and I would go there.
Yeah, 164.
Yeah, I would go there just because I couldn't go to like Burger King every day. I mean, I could, but I didn't. And I would go there like once a week, and I would get chicken tenders because I didn't want to get anything else there. That being said, their curly fries are really good.
Yes, curly fries.
And like whatever the Arby's sauce is, I love that. I never once have eaten a roast beef sandwich from Arby's just because I don't think it would be good.
Any establishment that would hire Neil and let Neil work there?
Neil worked at Arby's?
Yeah, in high school.
Oh my God.
And I cannot trust them. So where's that?
I'm going to write that down. Neil worked at Arby's. That knocks Arby's down like 17 notches on our fast food rating.
It's 32. We have the Egg McMuffin from McDonald's.
Too low.
Too low? You think
far too low. I had one this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, not true. I did not have... Yeah. What, yes, I did. I did have an Egg McMuffin this morning. I mean, the Egg McMuffin is like an iconic breakfast food. It should be higher than 32 for sure.
Yeah. 31 Steak and Shake steak burger. They do have a good cheeseburger. I think that's an appropriate rating. There are, I mean, it's hard to rank all these cheeseburgers.
Yeah, it is. I don't Steak and Shake. I don't really go there for like the burger. I just go there for the milkshake.
Yeah.
And then I usually get like a Frisco melt.
That's
my go-to at Steak and Shake.
It has like a Texas toast on there, and it's got like a little sauce on there or something like that. Yeah.
I would definitely rate the steak burger at Steak and Shake far below the Five Guys burger. Like if this is at 31, Five Guys needs to be at like 10 at least.
Yeah, yeah. 30, we have the chicken biscuit from Chick-fil-A. I think...
it's probably too low.
Yeah, I think it's a little too low. Probably top 20 for sure. Number 29, we have the hash brown McDonald's. I think that's way too damn high. A hash brown?
No.
I mean, they're good, but like, it's not that. Sometimes they come in, like, the average quality of them is not that good.
That's
like, sometimes,
true.
Like, you get a really good one, like, the next time you go, you get like a really uncooked, just like shitty one. So, I think you can...
That's fair. And I guess that probably is why it was knocked down. But in my opinion, like, when you get a good one, that's, like, in, like, my heart of hearts, that's, like, a top five fast food thing is the hash brown. Like, when it's, like, in its ideal form, I just freaking love those. And you get the juice. Oh, mama. That's why I got it this morning.
28 is the baked apple pie from McDonald's. I get it. It's more of their like staples kind of thing. But I've never been that.
They're good. I used to get them all the time, but I feel like this is a case of them putting this on the list just to do like the edgy thing.
Yeah.
Like we'll put the baked apple pie like halfway through the list, just so we can say that we did it. Shake Shack, I've not been to.
I've never.
I've heard really good things though. So I can't say anything about
it. But it looks
that.
Good. I mean, the picture looks good.
It's supposed to be very good.
A lot of cheese and burgers and stuff. All right, here we go. 26, Cajun fries, Five Guys. That's...
delicious. Yeah. Love the Cajun fries at Five Guys.
And so how do you like your fries? Katie and I have this discussion all the time, how I refuse to go to restaurants that I don't like their fries. I think a fry is almost as important as the burger itself.
I agree.
So, I love Huey's. I love their burgers.
I was about to say,
but
Huey's...
their fries can get a little, like, limpy sometimes. I don't like really like steak fries. I like more of a therm, smaller fry that's a little crispier. What's your opinion?
I tend to agree. I do like steak fries in ketchup, but it's got to be in the right situation. And it, like, works at Huey's because I'm used to it. But at the same time, Huey's cheese fries are so much better because they put stuff on them, which means their fries aren't as good, which is why In-N-Out fries, their fries aren't as good, and you have to put stuff on them too. So, I don't know. The Cajun fries at Five Guys are some of my favorite fries. I don't think they're on this list, but Wendy's Whenever they change their fries and they started putting the salt on them, those are my favorite now. Yeah. They passed by McDonald's. So,
have you ever had the cheese fries from Flying Saucer?
I believe I have had the cheese fries one time.
They are my favorite cheese fries ever. Really? Let me tell you about it. They start with a little plate like this. They put queso sauce on the bottom, mixed with like some beef and stuff, like some beef. Put the fries, put some more beef, put some cheddar cheese on top of that, melt it all down, and then on top they put some jalapenos and some more beef. Oh, mama. That and it's only amazing. Like $8.50 or $9, so it's a pretty good price. And Katie and I, whenever we go to Flying Saucer, get a couple of beers and get a split of cheese fry. It's amazing.
I may have to be doing that soon. Yeah. That's the, I think cheese fries are like the peak like drunk food for me.
Oh, yeah.
Peak drunk food. Just like Crystal, by the way, not on the list. I would put, if we were listing like morning after hangover foods, Crystal, as Adam would know, is my number one go-to. That's like the only time I can eat Crystal is like
when you have hungover. To be hungover. Yeah.
I'm with you. But yeah, cheese fries, definitely ideal. I think we're midway through the list. I think we should take a quick pause.
Take a quick break.
Yeah, and we'll come right back with the rest of it.
We'll be back.
All right, we're back to continue dissecting this list. So, at number 25, we have Crunchy Shell Tacos at Taco Bell. I mean, they got to be on the list, right?
Yeah, I think that's more of like a punch-in for a staple. Yeah. I think Taco Bell's got better stuff than the Crunchy Taco.
Definitely.
Crunchy Taco, like really?
You put the sauce. You got to put the sauce on it. Yeah. Sometimes you get it supreme, but it's always been there. It's always cheap, so it's probably needed to be on the list, but it's by no means an amazing food thing.
Yeah. 24, we have the animal-style fries from In-N-Out.
I thought those would be higher. But honestly, I like those more than the burger itself.
What is that? You got like fries and beef and then cheese on top or what?
Yeah, it's like something? It's like they put onions and I think it's like Thousand Island sauce or something like that. It's very and cheese too. It's very good. I would put that ahead of the burger itself if I were making this list.
Okay. 23, we have the soft tacos from Chipotle. This is the part of the show where I'm going to say that I do not like Chipotle. I'm going to get chastised for it. I don't think Chipotle is that good. Yeah, like I get it. Like you get a lot of shit or whatever for it. Like what they give you and you could ask for like the extra beef. I don't know. I'm just not into the whole Chipotle craze. Some people live by it and swear by it and they're like, oh, Chipotle's awesome. But those people are also fucking idiots. They have no tasteful palate, and that's it. That's all I gotta say about that. All
right, so a couple comments to make on this thing. First off, it's Chipotle, not Chipotle. You're reversing the T and the L there. So if you're gonna crap on this place, at least pronounce it correctly. Chipotle. Two, like, it's definitely overrated. It's arguably not fast food, so I don't know if it should even be on this list, in my opinion. And three, I don't know anyone that has ever gone to Chipotle and ordered soft tacos. Like,
yeah, I didn't even know that was a thing. You just get like the bowl or the burrito.
You get a bowl or a burrito. That's what you get at Chipotle. So this should not be on here. Soft tacos off the list altogether. That's BS.
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 Chipotle. 22. Biscuits from Popeyes.
Haven't had them.
They're pretty good. I mean, they make like, it's just a biscuit though. How's a biscuit gonna meet the same quality as chicken or a cheeseburger or a fry? Like, it's just a biscuit.
It's I guess the argument here would be, how are fries going to be on this list? It's kind of like a side item, right?
Yeah.
But here's my question. Frequent Popeyes. Okay. The price here is $5.11.
I think you can get a six-pack of them.
So people go to Popeyes and just order a six-pack of biscuits?
Yeah.
Interesting. I might need to try these then. I've never been a huge fan of biscuits.
I love biscuits.
I'm just now recently gaining an appreciation for them. They've got to be like real soft though, or I don't really like them.
I think you have to grow up on them because like I've grown up eating biscuits pretty much for every breakfast when I was little. So I love biscuits. Put a little honey or molasses on there. Ooh, man. I'm not a real big, like, jelly guy on my biscuits. I don't like jelly.
Yeah, I never understood that concept. But I'm not a huge, like, jelly on toast guy.
No, I don't like jelly. I don't even put jelly on my peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I just put peanut butter.
I don't really eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Hot take. I don't like peanut butter that much.
Oh, I love peanut butter. 21. Chicken tenders from Popeyes. Popeyes does have some bomb-ass chicken tenders, though.
So, when I go to try Popeyes, which I haven't done in a long time, should I get the chicken tenders? Is that what I should order?
Yeah, I never get, like, the wings or the thighs or the drummies. What I would suggest getting, I think you can get, like, a 3-piece chicken tender with either fries or another side. So, you can try the mashed potatoes and gravy.
Yeah.
And then you can get a biscuit.
I also need to do.
And then you can get your biscuit. Try everything all in one go-around.
All right. I'll be doing that.
And then you can get your chicken tenders mild or spicy. Spicy or really spicy, but I'd stick with the mild. Number 20, we have the spicy chicken sandwich from Wendy's. I think...
That's a really good one.
Yeah, I think it should go a couple spots higher.
I agree.
I think of all the chicken sandwiches, that one's probably the creme de la creme.
Creme de la creme.
Isn't that what people say?
Yeah, I agree. That's my favorite spicy chicken sandwich. I get that on occasion. Okay, so I'm not familiar with this one. We had Jack in the Box when it was all over the place in Texas when we lived there. And my only memory of it is the little Jack head balls that were on like people's antennas. And we used to count how many we would see. And it was ridiculous. We'd see them all over the place. I don't think I've ever actually gone to Jack in the Box.
I think I've been to Jack in the Box one time in the hood in downtown. Well, like going on our way to Tunica, we stopped there when I was, I don't know, like 12 or something like that. And I guess I don't know what I got. I don't remember. I just remember stopping there because they have like the weird line. Like they have two lines going at one time.
I'm unfamiliar with this.
Yeah, like they have like the, in the middle, they have like the regular like square, you know, restaurant. But then like you pull in and then you either go this way or you can go like this way. And they have like double drive-through lines.
Oh, that's neat. So yeah. it's not the trend that's happening now where there's one like drive-through, but they add a second lane next to it.
There's two completely separate lines on the left and the right side of the building. Now, I don't think that you can actually go in and sit down and eat inside.
Oh, I didn't know this. Yeah. This is like a universal Jack-in-the-Box trend, you think. I need to go find a Jack-in-the-Box just to experience this line choosing.
And I
thing.
Know... This is the ones from I've seen, and the ones that I've seen are strictly in the hood. So I drive in the hood a lot, and this is what I see.
Interesting. Well, two tacos for 99 cents.
That's a pretty good deal.
Sounds like a good deal.
Yeah.
So I guess I don't know. I can't really speak to that one. The Shack Burger at Shake Shack. Again, I haven't eaten that, so I guess that's good. All right, now 17 is the pretzel at Auntie Anne's. Auntie Anne's?
I can't call it Aunt Annie's.
Auntie Annie's?
Auntie Annie's, yeah. I call it Auntie
Annie's. I've heard it pronounced that way.
I don't know.
I don't... it's a mall thing.
Yeah, like you get it at the mall.
I don't think a mall thing should be on here. Otherwise, like Sbarro should be on here.
What is Sbarro?
The pizza place. You know, at Sbarro...
I'm sure I've had one. I just don't know. I don't know. Maybe I haven't. Yeah, that's just weird. I don't know. Like a pretzel. I mean, they do make some damn good pretzels, but...
I've never actually had one before,
I'm not
going to
choose
say anything. Yeah, it's not number 17.
It's not number 17. I'm not going to choose it over anything so far. Like chicken sandwich, chicken tenders, cheeseburger, or fries. I'm not going to choose it over any of those. So.
Absolutely not. Maybe like an apple pie at McDonald's. That's about it, though. 16 is a Big Mac. That should probably be higher, right?
I don't know. I guess.
You don't like the Big Mac?
Nah. I mean, I guess it's okay. It's a staple. It's like what they're known for.
Just based on reputation.
Yeah.
I've had a revival. I get Big Macs fairly frequently. I like those a lot.
And the thing is, when I get cheeseburgers from fast food restaurants, I only get ketchup and cheese on them. I don't like their vegetables they put on them. I can't really trust it. Like the tomatoes and like the lettuce, maybe okay, but like the onions and like the pickle, like I don't, I can't trust like the vegetables they put on.
I do. I like pickles, so I leave pickles on everything. I'll take the onions off a lot of times, but the Big Mac, I just leave everything on there. It's perfect as it is.
I don't know. 15, we have the cheesy gordita crunch from Taco Bell.
That's my stuff right there.
Yeah, that's pretty damn good.
I think that's a top 10 or top 5 item, in my opinion. I'm going to write that down right now.
Write it down. Write it.
Yeah, that's a classic. 14, they have McDonald's nuggets. And 13, they have Chick-fil-A nuggets.
Chick-fil-A nuggets are definitely better.
Chick-fil-A nuggets are appropriately rated at 13. I like McDonald's nuggets, but they need to be way lower if on the list at all. Like, I think the difference here is that McDonald's nuggets, you have to have sauce or else they're not good.
Yes.
Chick-fil-A nuggets, you can just eat by themselves and they're amazing.
I feel like if I'm eating a McDonald's chicken nugget, it's not real chicken.
Well, yeah, that too. But you kind of just accept that going in. But that's why Chick-fil-A's are better. They taste better and you don't feel like you're eating like plastic when you're eating them. All right, now this one, the spicy chicken sandwich at Chick-fil-A, I think I've had this one time.
Oh, I used to get them a lot. I used to get them when I was at, they had a Chick-fil-A at Memphis on campus, and I would get the spicy chicken sandwich, and it's definitely spicy. It's good. I like them. I enjoy them. 10 out of 10 would recommend.
I may need to go do that now. Oh, wait a minute. I wrote this on my list already. Hold on, now how is... Oh, that's the deluxe.
And I think they might have changed it, because in this picture they have the lettuce and tomato and the cheese on it. But when I used to get them, there used to not be any of that.
And it was just...
It was just like the regular sandwich.
Yeah, that's how I remember it, with just the pickles,
but none of this other crap. So maybe they might have changed it, I don't know.
Interesting. Well, I'm going to have to try a spicy chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A. Because now they have this one and the deluxe one on the list.
Yeah. So, you can get that.
All right. 11 is an animal-style burger from In-N-Out. Obviously amazing.
I've never had In-N-Out, like I said, but the picture looks fucking awesome.
It's good. It's just like the other burger, but they do the same stuff they did to the animal-style fries. So, they have, like, Thousand Island or whatever that is, and then cheese and onions. It's really good.
It looks good.
Okay, now...
Here we go. Top 10.
Top 10. So, they put... The Five Guys Bacon Cheeseburger at number 10, which I guess is them justifying putting the other one so far down. Because I get a bacon cheeseburger when I go to Five Guys, so I'm okay with the other one being that far down, I guess. That's a really good burger, and probably my favorite one.
Yeah, I'd agree. It's a pretty good burger. Pretty good.
All right, at this point, they put 3 frozen... drinks, milkshake things here, and I don't understand why this happened
in the top 10. Like, this is their whole top 10 is messed up.
Yeah, it's bad. So 9 is the McFlurry, which should not be on the list.
No,
number 1, because as is very popular to make fun of now, half the time you can't even get one because they tell you the machine's broken.
Yes,
so you never even actually get to have it, and then you get it and it's good, but it's not on this list. It's not in the top 50 fast food items that they have. 8 is the Frosty at Wendy's. That should be on the list, but way lower.
Yes, I'd say like in the 40s maybe.
Yeah, that's like a bottom list item, but it's good. And I don't know if I've ever actually had a Blizzard.
Blizzards are good. They are good.
All right, so basically they just put the McFlurry there because they felt like they needed to group for some reason, which is stupid. All right, so number 6, the curly fries at Arby's.
Those, we talked about this earlier.
Those are very good. Yeah. I do love those.
But I don't think 6. I mean, that's high.
That's pretty high.
Maybe like 25 to 23 or something like that, but I don't even say...
Yes, definitely.
6?
I would say they're in my top 3 or 5 ranking of fries from a place, but not my top 10 of all items. That's absurd.
I like how the fries, because then you like get the big swirls, and then sometimes you got like the little tiny group together that are like a pigtail, just and you use them like a slinky.
Absolutely. I like how when you can dip them in the sauce, and then you get like, you can see exactly like how many levels you put the sauce on. Those are very good. 5, chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A, definitely a top five item. I would argue it probably should be a little bit higher even. Four is chicken from Popeyes. I can't really speak to this, but yeah. You said you like the tenders better.
Yeah, I think the tenders are better. But just as, the tenders are better at Popeyes. So that's what I got to say about that.
All right, number three, McDonald's fries. I mean, they're good, but they're not the number three item on this list. I mean, I don't get it. And there's another fries in the top three, too. Waffle fries at Chick-fil-A are number one, which is just like, what the hell is that?
Did we talk about number two?
I mean, I just kind of skipped it because, I mean, the double at In-N-Out is...
What is a double? What's double? I guess you get two double.
Yeah, so they...
What else is double?
What you do is, at In-N-Out, you can get... Like, I usually get a double-double, and then sometimes, like, animal style. But you do, like, the 2x2, the 3x3, the 4x4. And that's, like, how many patties you're getting and how many cheese slices you're getting. So if you did, like, the triple-triple, you'd get three patties and three slices of cheese.
Can you do it?
You can go
triple double.
I think you can. I think you can go like as high as you want to. Cause like I've heard of people ordering like 6x6.
Holy hell, that's awesome!
Yeah, so that's like part of the appeal of In-N-Out is that
just kind of make your own whatever.
The menu is like flexible. It's a secret menu, but everybody kind of understands what's going on there. So.
That's pretty cool.
And then they have pretty decent milkshakes, too.
Is In-N-Out only in California or on the West Coast?
They're expanding, though. Like, there's some in Texas now.
Ooh.
The deal with them, though, is that they can only, like, push so far this direction because they have to be within a day's drive because they use all fresh stuff, which is another reason why
that's pretty cool.
People like them, and it's super California
hipster and all that bullshit.
But I mean, you can tell when you eat the stuff that it's definitely fresher than like McDonald's is frozen stuff.
You don't know how long it's sitting there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So one we talked about,
but somehow the waffle fries at Chick-fil-A are number one. I don't understand.
I think they do have good fries.
They are good. They're not the best fast food item that exists.
I don't like the fries that have like a lot of bark on them or a lot of that like outer skin that get a little bit more soft. And also, did you know?
Actually, I kind of like those.
I don't like those.
I like those more sometimes.
Katie told me last night or maybe two nights ago that Huey's has sweet potato fries, but they're waffle fries like that. The waffle fry style, really? Sweet potato fries.
I do not like sweet potato fries.
I do. So, now I know you like them. You're not going to eat them, but.
Whoa! That's how we feel about that. All right. Well, we've gone through the list. I guess our closing wrap up will be some combination of us fixing their list or making our own list, I guess, of items. So we'll be back in a sec to do that. All right, we're back. We're going to give our lists real quick. So this is what we came up with. I don't know about you, but I realized it was harder to make a list than I thought
harder.
It would be.
It was a lot harder.
But I can tell you one thing. I did not put waffle fries in the number one spot. That didn't happen. All right, so I guess we should go from the bottom up.
Bottom
just
up.
Just like they did.
Just like Drake did.
All right, let's do either your list or my list first.
Okay. Number 10, I have the Krispy Kreme donut or kind of any donut along that line. I love donuts. I just kind of wanted to put them in the list.
That's fair. I'm not a huge donut guy, but those are definitely amazing.
Number 9, I have the Sonic double cheeseburger with chili on it and a milkshake.
That's combo. You can get chili on...
You can add chili to anything, baby.
At Sonic? Really?
Yes! It's delicious.
Wow. I'm doing food wrong. Yes. I usually don't get food at Sonic. And if I do, it's just the cheeseburger or like one of those like breakfast toasters.
Yeah.
Those are good. Corn dogs.
But you got to leave it in the wrapping because the chili just gets everywhere.
Oh,
so you gotta
absolutely.
Leave it. No, it's delicious.
Huh. I was completely unaware of this somehow.
Number 8, I have the Wendy's Spicy Chicken Sandwich.
Hey, I put that on there, too.
Number 7, I have the Raising Cane's Chicken. I got a lot of chicken on mine. I like chicken.
Chicken is good.
Number six, I have Popeye's chicken. They're chicken tendies.
Okay, which I need to get soon.
Number five, I have Five Guys Burger. Either they're double or they're bacon.
Okay, that's kind of what I said too when I put that on there.
Number four, I have the shredded chicken burrito from Taco Bell.
I'm not a huge Taco Bell burrito person. I'll get them occasionally, but very rarely.
Number three, I have the Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit.
That's fair. As long as you have the chicken sandwich ahead of it.
Number two, I have the Whataburger double burger.
I'm so mad we don't have a Whataburger here.
And number one, I have the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich or nugs, but Chick-fil-A is number one.
Yeah, it has to be. Okay. All right. That's a pretty fair list, I would say. A couple of things I either haven't had or don't get to have quite frequently. This is my list. Number 10, Wendy's chicken sandwich.
Yummy.
Number 9, cheesy gordita crunch from Taco Bell. That's usually my go-to. Number 8, the Big Mac. I do love the Big Mac. Although lately I've been getting the Filet-O-Fish thing. And sometimes I'll do if they have the McPick 2, depending on what it is, I'll get other stuff. Number 7, I combine the Egg McMuffin and hash brown meal.
I think that's appropriate. Yeah.
Into one thing. Number 6, I put Chick-fil-A nuggets. Only I separated them from the sandwich, unlike you. Number 5, the BLT with hot peppers from Jimmy John's.
You do like a BLT.
That's my favorite. In terms of generic sandwiches, the BLT is my favorite. And Jimmy John's, part of that is how fast it is. Part of it is that I eat like 2 or 3 of those a week at baseball. Number 4, this one popped into my head, and I'm glad it did because it's always been one of my favorites. The bacon cheddar burger at Backyard Burgers.
Oh, yeah. I don't eat a lot of Backyard Burgers because it does take quite a while to do.
Yeah, it's a little bit more expensive, and it's expensive, but
they are good.
Always good.
That charred, burger. Oh, yeah, that's good. Ooh, I'm glad you said that.
And their fries are really good,
too.
Yeah,
they are, yeah.
They're the type of fries I think you were describing. Backyard Burgers definitely would have been on this list if it wasn't like a regional thing. Number 3, that breakfast crunch wrap from Taco Bell we talked about. Mm-hmm. Very good. If you haven't had that, you need to. Number 2, I put Five Guys Burger. Number 1, Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich. Obviously, it has to be.
It's
the best.
It is the best. I think we got some solid lists.
We have very similar lists.
Yeah.
I think we talked about this. This is kind of lasting for a while. I think we may do a separate podcast where we rank fast food chains in general.
Take their whole menu and then rank that against other whole menu
fast food joints. See what happens with that. Because this has been a fun exercise.
This is pretty fun.
And I'm ready to go eat something now, I think.
I think that's what the next cause of action is, what get something to eat. So, all right. Until next time.
This has been fun. It was nice to actually do a podcast for the first time in a long time. Get back in the swing of things. Thank you for being with us and listening to Hank's farts.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.